Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 246, Duke Nukem Forever Giveaway. This is the show recorded on the 8th of May, 2011. Hi, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hi.
Hi indeed.
Hi. Yeah. We're on time. Yay.
So on time? What's on time? What are you talking about?
We're on time.
What do you mean we're on time?
Weren't we really delayed last week? Or was that the week before?
Oh, whatever. I'm probably not going to post this up till tomorrow anyway.
Aww.
I'm feeling lazy today.
Lazies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got you working too hard.
Yeah.
Now for the news.
Oh, can we not talk about L.A. Noire, the game that's overhyped?
It's not overhyped, I'm looking forward to it. Well, you wouldn't be looking forward to it, would you?
Not with that setting, no.
No. So I'm looking forward to it, as anyone who may check out my blog has in.
Anybody what? Who now?
Anyone who checks out my blog.
No, nobody reads your blog.
Okay. So they have now kind of announced, I suppose, that there's going to be some special social club stuff with L.A. Noire. That's the Rockstar Social Club for anyone who hasn't used it before, which has had links to Rockstar games since GTA 4. And you kind of can do special stuff. So, like, when GTA 4 came out, they ran a competition through the Social Club wherein if you beat the game 100% in, I think it was in 48 hours, they'd give you...
You're a sad loser.
You'd get a key to the city. However, they changed it from 48 hours to, I think, a week, and so Charlotte managed to do it and got a key to the city.
And what is that? What is a key to the city?
It's a physical key.
She got a key.
They sent it in the post.
Whoopie doodah.
In a nice little presentation box. Hey, Paul, only so many people got those.
Yeah, but they don't do anything.
No, but it's a nice thing to have.
It's like having a nuclear bomb. Yeah, it's a nice thing to have, but it's kind of pointless unless you actually use the thing.
Anywho, so they've said that they're going to do certain pieces of, like, downloadable stuff. So, with L.A. Noire, players are going to get a Chicago Lightning Detective suit that enhances his accuracy.
Great.
When using a shotgun or machine gun. So there'll be tiny little things here and there.
Fantastic.
That you can then get through the social club, allowing to have extra stuff in the game.
Fun.
Yeah. Ignoring the rest of that stuff. So that's pretty cool. L.A. Noire, of course, comes out on the 20th, is it?
24th. Maybe
20th.
No, is it
20th?
Okay.
I think it's the 20th, isn't it? Did I got the 20th on there? I believe
it's whatever. The 20th. It's out later this month.
I'm looking forward to it. I got it pre-ordered now. Yay.
I do not have it pre-ordered.
Well,
and I will not be buying it.
Well, no one intends for you to buy it.
I'm sure Rockstar intended me to buy it.
Well, no one expects you to buy it. There you go. That's a better word.
That's better, since I have to save my money.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so next up, Edna and Harvey, Harvey's New Eyes has been announced. This is a spin-off, sequel kind of thingamajig to Edna and Harvey The Breakout, which originally came out earlier this year. Not that long ago, actually. Was it April? Was it March? Either way, it wasn't that long ago. And they, well, Daedalic have now announced that there's a new one coming along. They've said it'll be available in the third quarter of 2011. Stop it. However, that's not confirmed for in the UK, because that might just be in, well, that would be in Germany, because it's originally a
Deutschland.
German game.
So is this made by the same people who did, what was it called?
Whispered World?
Maybe.
So it's not made by the same people.
The German people.
It looks different.
Well, I can see it looks different.
It's published by the same people, Daedalic.
Okay. So it's another sort of point and click.
Yeah, it's a point and click game. So the first one came out recently, you could pick it up in shops. And they're just now doing a new one. And as the previous one was, it's all kind of, it has the kind of, it's been done in Flash look.
Oh dear, Flash look, ugh.
Yeah, well, that's a screenshot. But they've said apparently it's going to be in full HD, so I don't know if that means 720p.
Full HD will refer to 1080p.
Yeah. So that's cool. Not every game comes out 20.
Well, Catherine news now, because of course this is something we have to mention in every other episode.
Yeah.
Basically, there's going to be a collector's edition
called the Love Is Over edition
for the US. The Love Is Over, which was recently announced.
Love Is Over Deluxe Edition. So, Love Is Over is what it says when you die in the game. So instead of Game Over, it says Love Is Over.
Why don't they just put, ha ha, your character is dead.
No.
You are to suck.
No. Okay,
all your base art belong to us, following a long legal procedure.
As I keep mentioning about Catherine. So, of course, it's coming out on July 26th in America. And they've now announced a deluxe edition, which is called the Love Is Over edition, as I have said. Inside that, it comes presented inside like a little card pizza box. Although it's not really a pizza box size because it's a game box size, I believe. Although, of course, everything's subject to change. But it comes in a little pizza box that says Stray Sheep, Special Delivery Pizza, because it's from the bar in Catherine.
In the game.
You get a pair,
from inside the game.
You get a pair of polka dot boxes, which is what Vincent wears in the game, as you can see in that picture there.
Great.
As well as that, then you also get an Empty Hearts t-shirt, which is a t-shirt that Catherine wears in the game. Catherine with a C, not Catherine with a K. Then you also get a pillow with Catherine on it, wearing some kind of underwear, negligee stuff. And then it has the game's logo on it as well. And then, of course, you get a copy of the game.
Great.
I've totally ordered it.
Oh, for God. Why? You've already got the game.
In Japanese.
But
I bet I don't understand it. And I have a nice collection. Plus, as well, in Japan, they had pre-order bonuses of an 11-track soundtrack and a 36-page art book. And they're actually doing that in America as well. It's $79.99. That is. For anyone who wants to.
So what's this Duke Nukem Forever stuff? What's the dealio, yo? Because apparently it's some competition or something.
Yes.
What's the dealio, yo?
So, on Wednesday the 11th of May, at BAFTA in London, which is, I can't remember where it was by.
Who cares where it is? It's in flipping London.
Either way, you can find out on their website. So, BAFTA are hosting an event, which is a Duke Nukem Forever Q&A, with Randy Pitchford, who's the president and CEO of Gearbox.
He's the man who's worked on such awesome titles like Half-Life Opposing Forces and Blue Shift, which was awesome.
And the Halo PC multiplayer. I enjoyed playing that with you.
Yeah, but let's face it, Gearbox didn't, you know, it was a port.
It was a port, but they added multiplayer.
Well, it had multiplayer anyway. They just had an internet multiplayer as opposed to LAN multiplayer.
Okay, but they made it internet compatible.
Yeah, but that's not difficult.
That meant we could play it on the internet together.
It's not difficult.
Okay. But yeah, so as Paul said, he's worked on Opposing Force.
Then he also did some rubbish games like James Bond Nightfire and was it Pro Skater 3?
Counter-Strike Condition Zero.
I didn't do too well.
They also did the Half-Life Dreamcast version, but that of course got cancelled.
Yeah.
However, I'm sure if you have a copy of that, because there were a few copies about, you could get him to sign it, which would be totally awesome. But yeah, so on Wednesday the 11th of May, Randy Pitchford's going to be at BAFTA and he's going to be doing a Q&A session. So you can try and ask him however many questions you want. There will be like a room full of people and they have a mic that goes around. But like if you put your hand up, you'll be able to ask a question. So if you're like a huge fan of like what Gearbox do.
Like
Borderlands and Brother in Arms. What was the newest one?
Meh, who cares? Gearbox haven't done anything decent for a while.
Okay, Paul, don't be mean. Anyways, so
I retract my previous statement. Gearbox do awesome games all the time. I love playing Borderlands. It was so exciting and amazing.
He's down there.
Danny used to wind me up.
It's going
to
be I think it's 8:30 in the evening. And
20:30 for those in proper time.
Yes. And yeah. We're giving away 2 tickets. If you'd like to head...
Well, we're giving away 2 tickets.
We're giving away 2 tickets.
That's the ticket I don't want, by the way.
No, it's not. We've been given 2 tickets to give away, Paul.
So where's my ticket?
You weren't given a ticket.
Why not?
Because I knew you wouldn't want to go.
True that.
Because I saw the words Duke Nukem Forever, and I was like, Paul wouldn't want to go to that. He doesn't like Duke.
Let me just email the PR man. I'll get some tickets. Hey, man, I love your games. Give me the tickets. There we go.
Yeah, have I said everything? I don't know.
How do you enter this competition?
Send us an email. Feedback@gamercast.net or Catherine.
Oh, that means I get the emails, and that means I get to filter them and steal the tickets.
You don't want the tickets, though, do you?
Yeah, but I could put them on eBay.
That wouldn't do anything.
A fantastic, amazing Duke Nukem Forever Q&A eBay ticket. 40 pence.
Paul, stop it.
We'll trade for Mortal Kombat.
Anyway, as I've been saying, if you'd like to win the tickets, just send us an email saying why you deserve them, apparently. That's what Charlotte said. Or just send us an email saying you'd like to go.
Well, if you're a Duke Nukem fan, you know, someone who wasn't allowed to have Quake 2 or Quake 1 or, you know, one of these superior first-person shooters, you know, there's something to be said about liking a game which is sort of over the top and unrealistic and a bit ridiculous.
They'll also be unveiling some Duke Nukem official portrait there, which has been painted by some dude called Frank Frid. It's an oil painting that he's done. As well as that, they're having limited edition prints that are signed by Randy Pitchford.
Oh, I can.
And I imagine if you bring along your games, he will nicely sign them. Because Mizuguchi was good at that.
Damn, all my Blue Shift and Opposing Forces is in Yeovil.
Yeah, I don't have mine here either.
Damn. Oh, well.
But yeah, so if you'd like to enter our competition...
And talk to the guy who is from Gearbox when they used to do good games. Blue Shift was amazing, man.
And they're, of course, now working on Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah, but Blue Shift, man. You got to play as a security guard, and plus it came with a high-res texture pack for Half-Life, so that Half-Life actually looked a lot better. And it's annoying in that Blue Shift and Opposing Forces are not available on Steam play with the Half-Life Source port, and the Half-Life Source port doesn't have the high-res textures, it has the low-res textures. It's like, Valve, you people do my head in.
Yeah, so if you're looking forward to Duke Nukem Forever, you liked Borderlands, or you like any of Gearbox's games, please enter the competition, and you could head along to the event.
Hey, we played Borderlands together, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I'll be there.
About 10 minutes.
Charlotte will be there.
Is Tim going to be there?
Tim will be there.
Is that guy, what's his name, Damien, going to be there?
No.
Is, what's the other guy? The Marcus. Like, is Marcus going to be there?
No, Marcus is in America.
Is Steven going to be there?
I don't know about that.
Hey, Steven. Okay, that's fine.
So yes, please send your entries in by Monday, Tuesday.
So basically, when you listen to this episode, send in the entry immediately, because otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise you won't be able to go. And it's a nice thing to go to, especially if you live by London.
Yeah.
It'll only be for a couple of hours, so...
Stupid London.
You get free drinks as well. I should have said that first, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should have said...
It probably would get people over. Yeah, they'll have, like, free beer and wine and stuff there.
And champagne!
Really? Does it say that?
Does it say beer?
No. Well, they had, like...
free drinks, yeah, water.
They had beer at the Mizuguchi one, so...
Mizuguchi. Who's
that? Tetsuya Mizuguchi.
Oh, that's that bloke, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one I got a picture with.
A bit of Fallout New Vegas news.
Yep, new DLC.
DLC, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
So do we know what this is? Something to do with a national park or something?
Three downloadable packs. Blah, blah. Where's the names of them? Mm-hmm. So we got...
I just saw one was in, like, a national park.
So... Oh. Honest Hearts is coming out May 17th. And May 18th for PS3. If the PS ends up then, who knows? in June, there's going to be Old World Blues. And then the final pack is going to be Lonesome Road, which is coming out in July.
Okay. 800 points each for Microsoft money.
Or £7.49 for other ways of paying for them. Yes. So probably Steam and PSN. And yeah. So I guess that'll probably be the end of Vegas then, when they release those three.
Well, Skyrim's coming up.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying that'll be the cut-off point for Vegas.
The only game anyone cares about, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
The only game that you care about.
And everyone else. No, everyone else cares about. Shut up. You stupid people.
You know, some people care about other games too.
Yeah, me, with my sophisticated taste, like Skyrim.
Yeah, and then I have sophisticated taste. Like I don't want Call of Duty.
Name one game.
You're just going to say whatever I say is crap anyway.
Say it.
Deus Ex.
Console nabbing, dumbed down nabbiness nowadays. That's the trouble. In the olden days, yeah, you could have made that argument. I preferred more sophisticated games like Quake 2, which was more mindless stupidity, but that's fine.
Sophisticated mindless stupidity.
Hey, I installed my CTF mod. It's cool now.
Okay.
Saints Row has a new game coming out.
Saints Row the Third will be coming out. They've announced they're doing like this kind of character pack thing called Initiation Station. Do you know how they did the Sims Creator Sim?
And of course the Spore Creature Creator.
They're doing a similar thing with Saints Row.
Basically, so you can make your dude.
Yeah. And then you can share them with people. So the
is this going to be like a free download, or will it have retail presence, or what's the dealio?
So it'll be available for free on 360, PS3 and PC in advance of the release, but if you pre-order Red Faction Armageddon, which comes out soon, you get early access to the Initiation Station. But yeah, so you pretty much just get to make your own character, and then of course you can then upload them and play as them when you get Saints Row the Third, which is coming out sometime fourth quarter, I think.
Yep, Deus Ex Human Revolution has been confirmed to be a Steamworks game.
Yes.
Which means it will have amazing features like auto-updating.
Steam achievements.
Wow. Steam achievements, which no one ever cares about. Steam Cloud, I found that to be a bit glitchy.
Oh, really? I haven't used it yet.
Well, I have for AVP and stuff like that. And it was like, oh, yeah. Sometimes it was like, oh, cannot sync your settings, and then it would default back to the default ones rather than use the ones that's already cached on your flipping machine.
So, as well as it being a Steamworks title, you'll still be able to get the augmented edition via Steam as well, and you just get the stuff as digital.
As digital jib-jab.
And as well as that, you can now pre-order it on Steam for £30 and £40, which I suppose isn't too bad, and that's for the standard edition for £30 and the augmented
edition. Yeah, but you know you're going to be able to find it everywhere else for like £5 cheaper.
Yeah. And of course, it's coming out August 26th.
Oh yeah, digital will be cheaper. We don't have to manufacture boxes, discs, pay for petrol, shipping the discs around. We cut out the retailers, but it's still more expensive. Yeah, nice way to milk some money, people. Dead Meat's Lead is also a funky game by Swedish dude, I do believe.
Keldon Interactive, yeah. So do you remember we mentioned about a dude in like the 18th century with a Bible and a sword? And he's like killing
Jesus.
Zombies.
Oh, yeah.
He's like purging the islands of their zombies Jesus, and stuff. And I was just a shout out to say Dead Meat's Lead is actually out now.
Jesus.
And you can get it off their website and like direct to drive and gamers game and stuff like that. Paul, stop singing Jesus to.
Well, it's Jesus, isn't it? Only with a sword in the Bible.
Okay, Paul. Okay, but yeah, so that's out now. So check it out because it's zombies and slightly isometric.
What the hell is this thing?
We mentioned this previously. Solatorobo, Red the Hunter. A brief thingamajig saying it's coming out 1st of July.
Dinnendal is a far superior hunter.
1st of July.
Available for sale for only £1 million.
Coming out 1st of July.
I'm selling Dinnendal, £1 million.
We mentioned this like three shows ago.
Make me an
but
offer.
But did not know a date for the game then.
A new Family Game Night coming out as well.
Yes, Family Game Night 4, the game show. This has got inside of it, where is it? Connect 4, Scrabble. Wait, is that Scrabble or Scrabble Flash?
Surely we've already had one with Scrabble in.
No, there hasn't been. In America, really? There has. We haven't had Scrabble in the UK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is crazy. Scrabble Flash, Yahtzee, and Sorry Sliders.
Wait, what is Yahtzee?
Yahtzee. I never played it. Oh, you also get Bop It. Is that a thing where you get Bop? Oh, and it's got Monopoly as well. Well, Monopoly Crazy Cash Machine?
So, yeah, to be honest, we don't really know what's going on with these Family Game Nights anymore.
Well, they just keep releasing
because
them.
They're just the same jib-jab with jib-jab.
It's coming out on the Wii and 360 and PS3, I'd imagine. Yeah, PS3. It's got Kinect support as well as Move support, and it supports Miis as well as avatars on 360.
Oh, good. Avatar support, you get thumbs up for that.
Yep.
Unlike Deus Ex, which does not support avatars.
Deus Ex doesn't support avatars.
Why can't I see my avatar in Deus Ex? What's the point?
Because you're playing as Jensen.
But I want to look and see myself.
And as then, an avatar with big chunky hands.
And then when I stop, suddenly I get out my Halo thing. And
start playing around with it.
Don't you think that'd be so cool for the next
Banshee.
For the next Halo game? Just to have like a skull where you turn into your avatar. That'd be wicked.
That'd be pretty cute, actually, saying that. But then you could say that for any game. Any
yeah,
game
but with Halo, it's more realistic in that Microsoft would say, look, we think this is funny. And plus with Halo, you've got the ability to have the skulls, which would change that.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, you can they do wacky other things with the skulls. So.
Yeah.
Whatever. What is this?
Rotastic. So this is,
is
a new game that's been announced, which is a 2D puzzle game, which they've said is kind of like, they've said it's Peggle meets something else.
Peggle meets something else.
But when I see it, I think it's Peggle meets DK King of Swing, which is a Donkey Kong game on the GBA. Or you could say it's also like Ninin Jump, or anything with a grapple hook, really. So what it is, it's kind of a puzzle game. They say it's like Peggle because you've got to collect all the things on the thing. Things on the thing? That makes sense. Things on the screen.
Makes sense.
You've got to pick up, like, gems and stuff, I think it is.
Me
and
understand, good.
You've got a little avatar, and you've got to get him to go between things and collect everything. It looks quite cool. Apparently, they're showing it off at E3.
Oh, really?
I'll probably have a look at it and see what it's like. And that's going to be an Xbox Live PSN jobby.
And PC.
And PC. Sorry, PC as well.
I was just going to say, if PSN comes back.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be joke of the year.
Yeah, so that's just like a little new puzzle game. So it'd be interesting seeing if it's any good.
We should probably do a post on GameRacker saying PlayStation Network not coming back until PlayStation 4 released.
Ball.
Oh, that'd be brilliant. I might do that later on.
You say we don't post about rumour stuff.
And yeah,
you're
but
just making up stuff.
This isn't a rumour. This is just making up stuff. Yeah, that'd be good though. Yeah, but that'll probably get some traffic. PlayStation Network not coming back until PS4 is released.
Proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. GamerCast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Just a quick letter this week. This is from Amazing Agent M, aka Mr. 10,000 Million Gamerscore. He says, loving the impromptu history lesson about Mongolese dictators this week. Good. I'm glad we can be educational and that we don't always have to talk about games, which are totally uneducational. If the game was a history game, and not like the crappy History Channel games, because the History Channel games are crap. You need to play a proper history game like the Total War series, or even Red Alert. That's a massive, cool history lesson, that is. Well, didn't you know that Einstein went back in time and killed this guy who never existed because he went back in time and then did that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't teach me that in school.
So yeah, thanks for that, Mr. Amazing Agent M, if that is your real name.
Would you doubt? I Oi. Stole your quote.
You have to say it. If you're going to say it right.
What, really quickly?
Try it, and I will correct you as required.
Which I doubt.
No. If that is your real name, which I doubt.
Oh, okay.
You know, you have to emphasize specific bits.
Okay.
You can't just say, because that's not right, which I doubt.
Okay, jeez. I didn't realise there was like a
there's a way. It's like make like a tree and leave, yeah? It's not
make
like
a tree,
make like
and,
a tree and get out of here.
Make like a tree and split. Sorry. So if you want to send your letters in, like Amazing Agent M, don't forget feedback at gamecast.net.
And website.
And the website. And yeah. Competition, don't forget.
www.gamercast.net. I spell it because apparently some people can't spell it.
Oh, okay.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, last week everybody would have heard this. We had Catherine Felder guess. Amazing Agent M submitted a guess, which was incorrecto. He guessed it was Duke Nukem. In fact, he actually said It's almost an exact quote from American Psycho, and Duke always references loads of film quotes. That
he
was his reasoning.
Doesn't sound like that though.
And I was wrong. Sean guessed it was GTA Vice City, and that is actually the correct answer. So GZ Mr. Sean, if that is your real name, which I don't.
I played that game loads.
Yeah, that's why I was expecting someone. I was actually expecting people to know what this is and actually guess, because it's GTA. Everyone's played it, surely. Even I play GTA.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got the episodes of Liberty City as well, which I still need to install and play.
Yeah, I still need to do that, but they're bloody massive download, aren't they?
Yeah, and we're lazy. Yeah. And plus, if I did download them, I'd never get around to playing them. So, yeah, congrats, Sean.
GZ.
Kind of alright try, Mike, but they're odd. This week we've got Sonic a little bit harder. Just a little bit.
Back tube. We can swap items down the tubes. Some people get a kick out of that kind of thing.
Any guesses?
What did that say at the start? Swap items down the tubes.
Down the tubes.
Tubes.
The tubular.
Tubes. Hints. Clues.
Hint. Two platforms that I know of. Old.
But with dialogue. Was this a cutscene?
Well, I say old, it was new enough to be on a disc where it had enough storage for voice.
Okay.
Let's just say between, I don't know, 94 and 2000 it came out.
Two platforms?
At least.
One of those console?
One of them was a console. The other one was, of course, the PC.
What about the genre of the game?
I don't know, man. I only get the audio, man. I don't play the game. It's a game I've seen recently, though.
You've seen recently?
Yep. How's that for a clue? Obviously, it's not much help for the listeners, but...
What does that mean, you've seen recently? In the flat?
I've seen within the last 1 hour in the flat.
Jeez. Jeez.
And it's not seen it, and it's not Heroes.
Is it in this room?
Hey.
Can I have a clue of that? Is it in this room?
No. You cannot have clues of this nature anyway, because the listeners will... These clues are going to be no good for the listeners.
I know, but it's clues for me.
Yeah, but you're not allowed a clue, whatever it is.
For me.
Can you hurry up and make a guess?
A day.
A day.
An hour, even, you said. You said in the last hour. Jeez. That was quite, you know, soon. I have no idea. Tubes. I don't know. As in, you saw it in the room.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Same doo-doo with tubes.
Charlotte might know.
Yeah. Have I played it?
I have no idea if you played it or not.
94 and 2000.
Between 94 and 2000, a rough guess. I don't really know, to be honest.
No, you just had a guess in there?
I did do it. I only quickly came up with it 2 seconds before we did the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I didn't actually bother to check out. So it might actually... I think, well, it's probably on two platforms. Come on.
So it must be a PC game.
Five.
That's in the room.
Four.
Actually, it's not in the room anymore. Okay, I gave up.
One.
I don't know.
Okay, if you think you know what it is, feedback@gamercast.net.
Tubes.
And if you're correct, you will get GZ. If you fail, you will not get GZ unless your guess is worthy.
But we'll mention your guess on the show, so...
Depends how many we have. If we're light on the ground, I don't... I usually mention the wrongs just for the lulls. Yeah, you can also guess on the website, gamercast.net, and then other people can obviously see it and copy it, which is always entertaining.
And then, especially if the first person that guessed it was wrong... And then everyone else guesses the wrong thing.
Yes, that does sometimes happen.
Yeah.
New releases this week.
This week, probably the sort of big release really is... Well, there's really two.
Oh, yeah, there's two big releases.
I suppose you could even say...
I'd say two then.
I would say three.
Yeah?
Can you guess what the third one would be for me?
Xbox Live hits?
No. Zombie Driver!
Really?
So first up, we got Brink. This is a... I don't even know, to be honest.
This is the... Oh, what's the name?
Game.
What? Is it got their name in there?
Game. Brink.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the developer's name.
Bob. Bobcap Studios.
I can't think of what their name is.
Epic Game Creators.
No. Splash Damage.
Splash Damage.
There you go, Splash Damage.
Oh, Splash Damage is my favourite thing, because back in the Quake 3 days, yeah, you'd use a rocket launcher, yeah? But the thing with a rocket launcher is it's, you know, if you don't hit the target, you don't do any damage, so you have to aim at their feet, yo.
They worked on enemy territory.
Oh, enemy territory, because everyone played that, of course.
Just saying. So this is Splash Damage's first new game in a while. It's a first-person shooter that has multiplayer, co-op, blah, blah,
so
blah.
So like every other first-person
But it's nice. It's like fluid. That's supposed to be the good thing about it. It's all fluid.
Fluid, eh? As opposed to
so
what?
So jumping over things and going different ways around things. And
so they tried to make the level design fluid.
Well, it's the characters' movements are more fluid.
Okay, so they basically had an animator make fluid.
I guess.
And fill it in the character until the character becomes a fluid and then just squidges out on the floor.
Sure. So you can just jump over like everything pretty much. If it looks possible. Either way, what I saw of it back at Eurogamer last year was pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's got nice character customization as well.
So are you purchasing this game?
Not at £40. I will purchase the game.
When it's £10?
When it's slightly cheaper. Just at the moment, I can't afford to spend £40 on it.
No, I can't afford to buy Mortal Kombat for £40. What's the deal, yeah?
£30 you can get it for.
Yeah, but
I know, still £30.
£20, yeah?
I know someone who's buying it, so I'll have a look when they get it.
£20, whoever you are, retailer people. If you want £20 of my money, you will sell me Mortal Kombat for £20. That's the deal. Because I ain't paying too much money for it. It's a beat 'em up. It's not worth that kind of money. If anything, it should have been an Xbox Live title.
Mm.
What is this?
Exobeat Gym Class Workout. This is some Namco
exercise
game. So this
is some Namco
game
trying to cash in on Wii stuff.
Of course, sadly, the Wii kind of fitness stuff doesn't work as well as something like Kinect, because you can fake everything usually. It does use Motion Plus as well as the Wii Balance Board, though, if you have one.
Use or just optional?
It's optional. It's compatible with them.
Okay.
Because, of course, you might not essentially have them, so they can't make
the game
just for
those. Nobody has Motion Plus. That's the trouble.
But, yeah, so it's just another exercise game to add to the variety of games already out there. You also use your Mii on it as well.
Oh, that's cool. Karaoke Revolution.
Glee Volume 2. Following on from Glee Volume 1.
Wii game again, trying to cash in on all the jib-jabby Wii titles.
I think this was coming out on a console as well.
Yeah, the Wii.
No, and like, I think it was coming out on 360 and PS3 as well.
Well, whatever.
But yeah, so new Karaoke Revolution game, this time again being a Glee game, based around for anyone who enjoys the TV series. This is the one of the other big release for this week, which is Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, which is coming out pretty much for everything. So it's coming out DS, PSP, PS3, PC,
so like
DS,
all the Lego games,
3DS,
it comes out on everything.
Xbox 360, PS3, did I say PS3 already? It's everything but PS2, of course, because PS2 is now kind of not knocked off the radar.
PlayStation 2.
But yeah, New Pirates of the Caribbean, because of course the film's coming out, so they're making the game for it. Well, they're making the game for just Pirates of the Caribbean. It features the first three films, as well as stuff from the new fourth film.
But obviously it leaves
Stranger
them the
Tides.
Opportunity to do a new Lego Pirates of the Caribbean game.
Yes.
With the complete fourth film.
Well, no, it's got all of them in it.
Really?
Yeah, see, memorable scenes from the first three films, as well as those in the upcoming fourth.
Oh, well, they'll pad them out if they need to. This is Lego Games.
Yeah, they'll do another film.
This is Lego Games.
Well, it's Pirates of the Caribbean as well. They'll do another film.
Lego Games.
Yeah. You know, what I think silly, though, is usually whenever the Lego games come out, you get a little Lego man. There's no Jack Sparrow coming with this game anywhere.
There's no Jack Sparrow. What's the point?
You get a little strategy guide.
What's the point?
But
no,
yeah.
Jack Sparrow. No, sorry. No Captain Jack Sparrow. What's the point, like?
So I'm sure that's not quite well. Lots of people like Pirates of the Caribbean.
So that was my second game this week, by the way.
Mm-hmm. MX vs. ATV Live.
Not that I'm buying it, of course.
No, you won't.
Since all the Lego games play exactly the same.
Uh-huh. They do. So this is... What are these? Motocross and...
This is like motocross dirt bike stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. So this is a new one. Of course, these are always very limited and it's hard to find them, but they do sell.
Yeah, they do sell to the sort of chavvy kids who are like, you have it, shut up.
And then they can't afford it because it's too expensive.
£15. Oh, it's too much money. Oh, really? Oh, plus it's also rated 12. How old do you make? Get out. National Geographic Challenge is a fast-paced party game based on the National Geographic brand and library.
This is coming out on PC, Wii, and PS3. Nothing else.
Kind of Xbox?
No.
A bit random.
Yeah, I think it was a bit random.
Well, Microsoft probably said, no, you're not releasing that crap on our platform.
Mm.
What's the deal? Is this just like a...
It's just a kind of quizzy game.
Quiz game, eh?
But it's got a variety of different things as well. So, like, there's a quiz mode, there's jigsaw puzzles, there's puzzle battle, whatever that means, sliders, so the horrible slider puzzles. So it's just, it's meant for kids to try and teach them stuff. Because, of course, the thing is, if a kid sees a game, they'll just want it because it's a game, and it can teach them stuff as well.
Indeed, SBK World Championship 2011 is also coming out. Yep. This is a Brum Brum bike game.
Yep, so you've actually got two different styles of bike stuff coming out this week.
So yeah, if you like your proper bike stuff, or if you like your dirty, chavvy kid bike stuff, you've got a choice of what to go for.
Yes.
This is coming out on Xbox 360, PC, and PlayStation 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was yawning. Yeah, so, you know, usual bike games. They always come out. Each year.
Every year, same thing, over and over and
well,
over and over and over and over,
and
over and over and over. Yeah, slightly. Is it really worth a £40
but
slightly
the thing
upgrade?
Is, they don't exactly get that long to develop it, so... You know, they do all they can.
Yeah, but maybe they should stop and think, you know what, instead of releasing these free things and only getting half what we've done, which we could do if we'd spent 3 years making a super epic game, you know, maybe that'd be a better way to do things. And then we've got this Xbox Live Hits Collection coming out, which has got Trials HD, Limbo, Splosion Man.
Oh, yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Is that it?
Yeah, so it's free. Just on a like a retail disc.
Yep.
So just
so
like
Splosion Man is fantastic, Limbo is fantastic, Trials HD are all fantastic.
Yeah,
and now you can all buy
the best
them at retail.
Games on it. So, you know, if you don't have access to the internet or something like that. But then if you don't have access to the internet, I'm not sure how you listen to the show. So.
Well, maybe they just don't have an Xbox Live subscription because they think you can't use the free level to download stuff, like so many people do.
Really?
Yeah, they think, oh, you have to have the thing to hook it up online. Fail.
You just need a lead.
Fail.
Plug it in.
Change account to online. Simples.
Of course, you need a hard drive, though, don't you?
Yeah, but everyone's got a hard drive.
Not everyone does.
Or everyone's got a USB flash thing.
Yeah.
Stick
true.
That in, yo. And then, of course, we've got Zombie Driver coming out. This is a PC game, and it's a crazy... It's sort of like Carmageddon, only... Yeah.
Only, yeah. This is the first retail release of Zombie Driver. It's been available on Steam for a while, but now you'll be able to pick it up in a store as well.
So you basically drive a car around, and you kill zombies.
Yeah, it's all about the killing. There's story mode with missions... And I'd imagine... Have they not got a multiplayer? I think that's a shame that there's no multiplayer.
But like, then it's fairly cheap.
Like
so.
Some games do at the moment as well, you can randomly post your high scores directly to Facebook from the game. Because you can actually do that on Bittrip Beat as well. If that's the one I was playing.
So it's a bit like Carmageddon, only it's more of an isometric top-down view. Because it is more of a little arcade.
But it actually looks quite nice as well, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, the ground is...
By
isometric view, I don't mean it's 2D.
Yes.
It's just, you know, the camera's up in a similar angular
position. Yeah, I know what you mean by isometric.
Before I get accused of trying to make it seem like Diablo. Or a crappy game on the Spectrum.
What are you saying about Diablo?
I'm saying it looks dated, yo.
Play Titan Quest then.
No, let's play Darkspore.
Titan Quest is awesome.
Darkspore.
Okay, Darkspore.
But it's not fun.
Aww. Okay, so that's all that's coming out this week. Don't forget to enter our competition if you'd like to pop over to that Duke Nukem Forever Q&A thingamajig.
Nah. Yeah.
Paul's sticking his thumb up. Not that you can see.
Hey, the people watching the video stream, you can see.
What video stream?
We've been doing video stream the last 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, look.
Oh, yeah.
See, look.
In that £5 note. Oh, in the microphone. Oh, in the phone.
See, look.
Oh, in the monitor. Yeah, so don't forget to enter that if you want to. Don't forget to send your guesses for name that game in as well, and any letters or whatever to feedback@gamercast.net.
And subscribe to the YouTube channel.
And download our app on WP7. Can I call it that?
I'd refer to it as Windows Phone.
On your Windows Phone, get our app.
Yeah, amazing. Agent M, I know you've got a Windows Phone. Because I can see your achievements in flowers. Download the app. It's free. We don't make you pay for it.
Yeah, it's totally free.
Although we could make you pay for it.
We could, but it's fine being free.
You know, maybe we should change it trial mode free, fully functional, and then donation buy mode to give us money. But then we have to sort out all the tax information and stuff.
Oh, that'd be horrible. I think it's fine being free.
Yeah, because we can't really charge for it since all the content's free anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can get it all free off the net.
Don't say off the net. Off the gamercast.net.
Off the gamercast.net.
That's better. Right, we'll be back next week.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, we should be.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll be here.